Well, with the recent tragic weather events in Kansas and Oklahoma and the start of hurricane season, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has taken an opportunity to remind residents about the steps they can take to minimize the potential for foodborne illnesses as a result of long-term power outages and compromised food storage. If the power does go out, folks are reminded to keep refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible and to buy dry or block ice to keep the refrigerator as cold as possible during extended outages. After a weather emergency, it's important to check the temperature in the fridge and freezer. Food is safe if the thermometer reads 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. All perishable foods that were kept in a refrigerator or freezer above 40 degrees Fahrenheit for 2 hours or more should be discarded. And when in doubt, USDA advises to throw it out. USDA also offers some tips for preparing for a possible weather emergency. Suggestions include keeping an appliance thermometer in the fridge and freezer, grouping food together in the freezer, freezing refrigerated items that may not be needed immediately, keeping coolers on hand to keep refrigerated food cold if the power will be out for longer than 4 hours, storing ice in the freezer for use in the refrigerator or in a cooler, freezing gel packs ahead of time for use in coolers, and planning ahead to know where dry and block ice can be purchased. Go online and check out fsis.usda.gov for more information. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.